Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
The Apostle Paul predicted in 2 Timothy, the last of his 14 epistles, that the church would decline. And during that decline, the Lord would raise up faithful men who would inoculate the church against decline. Stay with us today as we take a look at these faithful men in some detail. This is Matt Miller, and Francis Ball is here to add his special portion to today's encouraging life study. Welcome back, Francis.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Matt.
Francis, we've been talking in our last few programs about how Paul's second epistle to Timothy was an inoculation against the decline of the church. In today's program, we're going to consider 5 specific titles given to the inoculator in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 15, which are a teacher, a soldier, an athlete, a farmer, and a workman. Can you give an introductory word about today's program and why it's important for our listeners?
Well, Matt, I believe this is very, very important, and I'm hoping that through this kind of word going out, many would be raised up to be among the 5 different kinds of inoculators that Paul mentions in this portion. It's very important because of the degradation of the church. We have to realize that the church began to decline shortly after it was formed. And that grew worse and worse as time went on. And Paul's epistles, particularly his second epistle to Timothy, and the second epistles that he wrote in other occasions, and also the second epistle of Peter and the second epistle that John wrote, all have to do with dealing with this decline. So we're really especially privileged to be able to look into these different categories of the inoculator. The inoculator has these 5 different titles. And as you mentioned a while ago, a teacher, a soldier, an athlete, a farmer, and a workman. We need to realize that these are all good identifications of how to go on and how to recover from the decline.
The first section with Witness Lee, Francis, is going to cover the first of these 5, and that is the teacher. And that's found in verse 2. So I'm going to start out this section by reading 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. "You therefore, my child, be empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men who will be competent to teach others also." Let's join Witness Lee for today's life study of 2 Timothy, message number 3, entitled The Inoculator.
If you read carefully, Paul considered Timothy and his co-workers as these 5 kinds of persons: a teacher, a soldier, a contender, a husbandman, that means a farmer, and a workman. Paul says a strong word in verse 1, be empowered in the grace. Listen, not in the knowledge, neither in the gift, nor in the power, but in the grace, which is in Christ Jesus. The grace is not something material. It's not something, not some matter, but a living person, the unique person, the divine person, that is the triune God process to be the all-inclusive, life-giving, indwelling spirit as the very grace to us. As we are empowered in this grace, we have something to teach others. So in verse 2 says, and the things which you have heard from me through many witnesses, these you commit to faithful men who will be competent to teach others also. Not one teacher, but many teachers, right? You have been taught. You have been nourished. You have received a gold deposit. That is all the rich items of the grace. Now you have to commit these things to others. This means Paul was charging not one Timothy to carry out the riches of God's New Testament economy, but more than one, many. What the Apostle Paul is burdened to do is to charge these Timothy who have received such a good deposit to pass on all these riches of the grace to so many others. Then a lot of teachers, ministers of Christ will be spreading through the places.
Francis, I really like this word from the Apostle Paul, to teach others also.
Amen.
There's really a continuation, a line there that goes through the last 2,000 years since Paul said this. And even I feel like I'm honored to be with one of those ones here today, a Timothy. You know, not just one Timothy, but many Timothys. I feel like you're one of those Timothys. And I'd like you to maybe share with us some of your experience of what Witness Lee's talking about here as the inoculator being a teacher.
Well, this is quite complimentary, and I have had some experience with Brother Witness Lee when he was alive, and I praise the Lord very much for this, because the way he taught was not like just a teacher to pass on some knowledge, but what he touched here with Timothy was really what he touched many of us with, and that is with the grace of God. To know what grace is a very marvelous revelation, and without this grace, we cannot be a teacher, because grace is the imparting of God Himself as the triune God, the Father in the Son, and realized as the Spirit, the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit. That Spirit is the grace that we have and what we partake of. And when I discovered this, or when I heard this from Brother Lee and from those with him, I was brought into another realm of enjoyment of what it is to teach others. To teach others is not to make them more intelligent. It's to make them full of grace, full of the riches of Christ, so that they can impart these riches into others. And by that impartation, they could impart that into other faithful men. Brother Lee said in this message one place, he said, "My hope is that thousands of saints in the Lord's recovery will receive a good deposit of the riches of grace concerning God's New Testament economy." And I think we will see in this program today what the truth is here is really related to God's economy.
Francis, we've covered the first of the five aspects of the inoculator. Let's go on to number 2, 3, and 4, which are in verses 3 through 5. "Suffer evil with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please the one who enlisted him. And also, if anyone contends in the games, he is not crowned unless he contends lawfully. The laboring farmer must be the first to partake of the fruit." So let's go on and join Witness Lee as we get into the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer.
Then from the teachers, Paul goes on to a soldier. You must realize every time when we are ministering Christ to others, this is a battle. We are not only a teacher, we are a fighting teacher. We are a soldier. You know, a soldier, according to work here, should not be entangled by anything else. No affairs of this life, no matters of the material life should be a kind of entanglement to us while we are ministering Christ to others, because this ministry is a fighting. It's like the priesthood. The priest service in the ancient time was also a kind of military service. You better read Numbers chapter 4 and so forth. You could see the priestly service, you see, was a military service, ministering to God at the same time fighting against God's enemy, because while we are carrying on the ark of the testimony, right, the enemy would come to fight, to attack this testimony. So we have to fight as a fighting soldier. Then, at the same time, you have to be, what, an athlete. We are running a race. We are contending. As a soldier, we fight for the victory. But as a contender, as an athlete, we fight for the crown. In the race, you run fastly. Don't exercise patience. But at the same time, you have to be a kind of a patient farmer. You are a husbandman. Every farmer knows you cannot be too quick. If you're too quick, you pluck up all the sprouts, tomorrow all die. All farmers have to learn the patience. I must tell you, all the following verses after verse 6 are speaking something concerning the husbandman. You have Paul was suffering. Then you have the Lord Jesus. Well, he was on this earth. He was so patient. He suffered, right? He endured, and he even was killed. Yet, he was resurrected. So the husbandman must be the suffering husbandman, must be the enduring farmer.
Francis, let's take a little time to get into each one of these three right now. The first one is the soldier. Okay, following up the matter of teacher, we have to be a fighting teacher. How about that?
This is really marvelous, because this is actually the case. Unless we are a teacher who not only teaches things, but imparts something into people and fights for this, he will not be profitable. And you can't be that way and by being too patient. He mentions here, don't be too patient. I think this is important with our fighting, that we don't just let things ride and let it coast along. It will go downhill. But to be a fighter means that we are going against the enemy, we're going against the tide of the time, and we're really fighting to bear the testimony that is being attacked. Well, certainly we realize that God's testimony will always be attacked because there is an enemy. So we are fighting against that enemy in all kinds of ways that he seeks to attack us. For this, we really have to be disentangled from anything that would frustrate us. We must not be occupied with the things of this life. And this life here means, the word they use for life here is bios, the physical things, the things of the outward necessities and the outward pleasures. But we are fighting a battle for truth and for life, and we're partakers of the grace of God to carry this out. So I think we have in these two things, the opening word that you gave, where we're partakers of the grace, and we're dispensing that grace into others who have been affected negatively. So this calls for some fighting. So I think this is enough about this particular aspect, but I think we have to realize that is not something you lay back and take it easy and hope that things will turn out all right.
Don't just take it.
That's right.
A soldier just doesn't sit back and take it.
That's right.
It's really amazing that the scripture has these two sides. On the what we're going to see, on the other hand, that the farmer has to be patient, but the soldier is not patient. He's fighting. He's not putting up with it. He is fighting for the Lord's interest, and the inoculator has both of these aspects.
That's right.
But before we go on to the farmer, Francis, How about saying something about this matter of the inoculator being an athlete?
Yes, he calls this a contender. An athlete has to be with it. I mean, he has to give all his all to win the race. We're not here walking on a Sunday afternoon walk. We're in a fight, and we're in a contention like athletes. We're running this race. Let us run the race with endurance. So this calls for our endurance and for our running to reach a goal. I think everybody who's ever done any athletes always realizes that the goal is what's important. All the crowd shouts when a goal has been reached, like a touchdown in football or a basket made in basketball. But this is a reaching a goal. This is where we have to be full of the grace of God, to be able to be an athlete that is endeavoring, running to reach the goal.
I think a lot of our listeners can relate to that because the society in America today is so focused on athletics and sports, but we can use that in a positive way for God's interest to be pursuing the Lord as an athlete,
yes,
to reach the goal in everything we do in our Christian life.
Amen.
Now, Francis, the matter of a farmer. The matter of the farmer, we need to be patient like a farmer. If we're not, we're going to pluck up all the plants. As they're a sprout, we've got to wait. We've got to be patient. Let them grow.
Not only he has to be patient, but he has to also be a partaker of the fruits. He has to eat what he's grown. And that is, he has to enjoy the riches that he has sown. When he passes these words on to others as a farmer, he's like sowing a seed or planting a field. And he is also the one who partakes of the fruit of that work first. So we can be the farmer, not only working hard, patiently, and enduring, and waiting, and looking to the Lord for everything, but we also are the ones who partake of the fruit first of all.
And this matter of the farmer having the patience actually covers all these next verses after verse 6, all the way up to verse 15. But let me read verse 15 now as we get to the fifth aspect of the inoculator, and this is the matter of the workman, okay? Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. Let's go to Witness Lee for the conclusion of today's program.
Lastly, we come to the workman. What can workman? A carpenter. Do the carpentry. What can carpentry? To cut the word. The word is the wood. If you get to some good lexicon or a Bible dictionary, they all will tell you this cutting here is a skill in carpentry. To cut the wood, not bass, not with curves, but cut the wood straight. Cutting straight the word of the truth. Why? Because in the decline, all the truths have been twisted. Today, only very little superficial things of the truth still not twisted. All the deeper things of the truth, all have been twisted. All have been cut badly or cut with curves. So all these teachers, soldiers, contenders, and farmers, at the same time, you have to learn how to, as a carpenter in carpentry, cut the word of God as a piece of wood straight. Not concerning the so-called biblical doctrines, but the word of what? Of the truth. What is the truth? The truth is just the reality, the content of God's New Testament economy. The main point of this truth is Christ as the mystery of God and the church as the mystery of Christ. Christ as the embodiment of God and the church as the body of Christ. These are the main leading critical principle items of the truth. We all have to learn how to cut these piece of wood straight, leaving nothing bare, having no curve.
Well, Francis, we need to learn how to cut this piece of wood straight without any bias or any curve. So how about you help us do that?
Well, certainly Paul's word here really helps us. And not only this word, workman, is important, but this includes all the foregoing ones we've talked about. The inoculator, who is the teacher, the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer. These are all involved in the proper workmanship. And the workman here is what you might say the carpenter. He's the one who cuts straight the word of the truth. And I believe, Matt, we need to see in this, and I hope all of our audience could see in this, that the truth here is not just a general, superficial truth, the things in general we take for granted. But this truth has to do with God's economy. God's economy is how he works things out to attain his goal. So we have to be those who know how to handle the word of God, to cut it straight, so that we reach the goal that God has made known to us. The need of the word of the truth, it rightly unfolds to enlighten the darkened ones, the ones that have been led astray, and to inoculate against the poison, to swallow up all the death, and to recover all those who have been distracted back to the right track. And we have seen that throughout the centuries there's been a decline and a degradation of the church, which means a degradation of the truth. Because the truth is, God wants to have a people that can be his home, can be his kingdom, and can be his expression. To have that, he must dispense what he is into man. And this is what we call God's economy. God dispensing himself into his believers so they can become all of these kind of people for his expression. And for that, we need these five kinds of functions, and particularly this one about the workman, because the whole thing relates to the truth, and it's revealed in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, and I would say especially in this epistle. He's really making a mark that has to be passed on to others, and they can pass it on to still others, so that what we saw early in our program today is these five categories that must be in action for God to accomplish his economy.
Francis, this matter of the truth is extremely important, especially since its inoculation against the decline is the matter of the truth. So we have to be workmen cutting straight the word of the truth, especially, like he said, concerning the mystery of God, which is Christ, and the mystery of Christ, which is the church. And because of time, we can't get into detail about all the matters of the truth on this radio program, so we have to refer people to the printed materials, to our websites. Francis, thanks for coming into the studio today.
I was very happy to be here, Matt. Thank you.
Hope to have you back soon.
Thank you.
On behalf of Francis Ball, this is Matt Miller. Thank you for listening.